this Advent season. 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit.
Good morning.
It is Thursday, December 6, 2007. My name is Teresa Tomeo. You're listening to Catholic Connection. We are live this morning as we are every morning, but we're in a different location. We are live from the beautiful offices of the Michigan Catholic Credit Union in Troy, 255 East Maple. Why are we here, you're asking? Because, well, first of all, we want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Michigan Catholic Credit Union, one of our longest sponsors, and Ave Maria Radio. But we also want to say thank you to you, our listeners, for keeping Catholic Connection and the many other programs on the air here. By the way, today is our fifth anniversary of Catholic Connection, and the crowd goes wild. Woo! We're just opening our doors here, by the way. You are welcome to come by. We have some wonderful refreshments for you, some delicious cheese and crackers, some fruit, some Danish, some orange juice. Our sales manager, Jean Leger, has is very multifaceted, and he is setting up a wonderful table of goodies, and we have some visitors already. My goodness, my friend Carmen from Corporate Travel is here. Hi, Carmen. Good to see you. Thank you very much. We are celebrating here today, of course, and we are celebrating first and foremost our relationship with Christ and the Catholic Church. But we wanted to say thank you to you for, as I said, keeping Catholic Connection on the air for 5 years. So we are out in the community, and you can come by. You can watch us do the show live and just hang out for a little while. The door is officially open here for business at 10. So you have some time to come in, relax, grab a cup of coffee, and warm up. As far as our show for today, it's going to be a great one. We have coming up this hour one of my favorite people in the whole entire world. He is such a sweet, sweet, dear man, but an incredible witness for the faith in many, many ways. Dr. Robert Fastigi, who's a professor at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, will be giving a wonderful presentation next week at St. Sebastian's in Dearborn Heights. And Dr. Fastigi is just an amazing witness. He has been out there, of course, speaking for many years. He's done a lot of events for Barb Middleton at the Holy Trinity Apostolate and also for Father John Ricardo. So it's going to be a great talk, and we'll get Dr. Fastigi's input on the attacks on the family and also his message for Catholics that he'll be delivering next week, and also what the Church says about the family, i.e. the domestic Church. So that'll be in the first hour. And then we're going to check in with Dr. Pia Di Saleni, our moral theologian, going to get her input on these two interesting studies that Father Pavone mentioned yesterday when he was visiting with us. Two more studies affirming Church teaching on the life issues. One study showing a strong connection between abortion and substance abuse. Another showing that abortion is fueling the breast cancer epidemic, not only in this country but around the world. Having an abortion raises a woman's risk of breast cancer by at least 30% and is fueling an epidemic of the often fatal disease. This, according to British researchers, and the study appears in the Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons. So, Dr. Pia, I'm sure we'll have some reflections on that, as well as her input on the Holy Father's encyclical, which came out on Friday, Spe Salve. And we wrap up a Thursday morning of the program with our good friend, actor, producer, and also just a probably, you know, the most creative, one of the most creative people in Catholic theater I know, Leonardo DeFilippis, who runs his own production company, St. Lutz Productions. And he is going to be talking to us about a brand new presentation that he's doing. He's in Chicago this week. It's called The Gift of Peace. And it's all about the story of our Lord, the Gospels. This is on based on the Gospel of St. Luke. He says, bringing Christ back to Christmas. And he really wanted to put this into a theater form. And so he's going to bring us the Gospel of St. Luke. Let me just read you a little bit of this because it's really delightful. The Gift of Peace brings the joy of Christ to Advent and Christians in the Chicago metro area, this time of preparation for the sacred birth of our Lord. As our current culture becomes more entrenched in distractions of the holiday season, this is an ideal way to set aside the frantic worries, the shopping, and the discouragements often felt at this time of year and focus on Him who is the reason for our hope. Often, Leonardo says, Christ becomes so familiar to us that he is, in a sense, lost at this time of year. In portraying the life of Christ, I am not only able to present God in the flesh through an inspiring and entertaining drama, but I present an opportunity to reflect upon God through the Word Christ himself, the heart of our Catholic faith, as a center and focal point of the season. So I can't wait to talk to Leonardo about this, because he mentioned that he was doing this. And this is the first chance I've had to interview him on this, so this will be great. And it's in Chicago, but I believe he's going to be doing the performances around the country, so we'll give you the rundown on that. Let's take a look at the weather, or maybe not. It's so cold outside. All right, when I left the house this morning, it was 10 in St. Clair Shores. When I got here, Gene and Steve, Gene Leger and Steve Clark. By the way, thanks, Steve, for coming out. Good to see you.
Hey, great to be
here.
How
are you?
I'm doing great.
What time did you get here?
About 7.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, we got new equipment, so it's much easier
to
set up.
It's fun. It's very fun. I'm using my new computer for the first time, which is exciting for me.
So this is a new experience for all of us.
It's a new experience, yes, yes. But I got here at, 7:30 or so, and then I heard on the radio, you guys told me it was 2 in Ann Arbor. So I've heard it's about 2 to 10 degrees, depending on what part of southeastern Michigan you're living in. Not exactly balmy, depending on where you're going. So it's going to be cold today, really cold. And we're going to see a high of only, oh my goodness, they're saying 31, but I doubt if we're going to get that high. Overnight lows tonight of 22. And they're saying we're going to get some snow moving in overnight, and we could see about 3 inches by tomorrow morning in some parts of our state. Overnight lows of 27 tomorrow night for Saturday. Some sunshine giving way to clouds and cold, high of 34, and cloudy on Sunday with a high of 35. Right now, take your pick. 2, 5, 10, name your poison. Bottom line is, it's cold. So stay warm and listen to us. We'll be right back. Oh, well, let's listen to the traffic first, and we'll come back and we'll do the news for you. We'll be right back. This AAA Traffic Report is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild. Join the Guild by calling 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Here is your up-to-the-minute 990 WDEO AAA Metro Detroit Traffic Report. This is Scott Matthews reporting. Construction update and a weekend look at 696 each direction near Orchard Lake Road. Multiple lane closures, intermittent freeway closures starting 9 p.m. Friday until 8 p.m. on Sunday. So that's definitely something to watch out for and maybe avoid this weekend as well. Watching the 94 stretch, starting next week some construction as eastbound 94 ramp to northbound 75 and your westbound 94 ramp to southbound 75. They're going to be closed on both starting December 10th. It's going to be in effect through mid to late January. More details at AAAtraffic.com.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild calendar invites you to activate your faith. Don't miss WDEO favorite Steve Ray sharing his conversion story at St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Dearborn Heights, Thursday, December 6th. Steve is an author, filmmaker, and has a very exciting story to share. For more information, call 734-522-4788. That's 734-522-4788. Rosaries are urgently needed for our troops. You can help by making camouflage rope rosaries Friday, December 7th at the EBA Club in Domino's Farms. No experience necessary. Email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net for further details. You can find many more events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
And now back to Teresa Tomeo and Catholic Connection.
Welcome back. It is Catholic Connection, Thursday morning, December 6, 2007. It is a feast of St. Nicholas, and I do hope that you are doing well. We're going to check your news right now. We are out live, though, at Michigan Catholic Credit Union, celebrating 5 years of Catholic Connection. Come on by. We're at 255 East Maple. Say hi. Support Michigan Catholic Credit Union and, of course, Ave Maria Radio. Well, I don't know about you, but I could hardly sleep last night after this story at the mall in Omaha, Nebraska. I just was so upset, just this whole situation with thinking about the families, thinking about the family of the gunman, just thinking, just awful. Well, here's the story. Anyway, if you haven't heard yet, a gunman went on a rampage in Nebraska's biggest shopping mall yesterday afternoon, killing 8 people before finally wounding himself. 5 other people wounded in the shooting spree at the Westroads Mall and are still being treated at local hospitals. One of the wounded is in critical condition with a gunshot wound to the chest. And one shopper recounting what she saw yesterday.
He just ran by me. That's all I saw of him. I saw the gun more than I saw him. He had jeans on or dark pants. That is all I saw. I can't tell you if he was wearing a coat. I can't tell you. He was white. I can't tell you. He wasn't old. But it was just a flash.
A police spokesman told a news conference a gunman opening fire inside a Von Maur department store, shooting more than a dozen people before killing himself. Authorities identify the shooter as 19-year-old Robert Hawkins, who left a suicide note that was found by police. A local TV station in Omaha reported the note claimed the man wanted to, quote, go out in style. God help us. The Iranian nuclear problem continues to be a big problem that must be addressed by the international community. That, according to President Bush, making that comment after stepping off Air Force One in Omaha yesterday. Bush said Iran has more to explain about its nuclear intentions and past actions.
Iranians have a strategic choice to make. They can come clean with the international community about the scope of their nuclear activities and fully accept the long-standing offer to suspend their enrichment program and come to the table and negotiate, or they can continue on a path of isolation.
President's remarks coming a few days after public release of a U.S. national intelligence estimate on Iran's nuclear efforts. The report said the country halted its nuclear program 4 years ago, a program that remains on hold. The president, of course, going to Omaha to extend condolences to the families and the victims of the shooting at the mall, but also to headline a fundraiser for the Republican Party and to give a talk on health care. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney is expected to give a speech on his Mormon faith in Texas. That'll take place today. Voter preference polls say the former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, an ordained Baptist minister, has surged past Romney in Iowa, where caucus goers vote in January. One analyst says Romney must win the support of fundamentalists to win the nomination. A large-scale agreement has been worked out between the White House and mortgage makers to freeze interest rates and prevent a rising number of home loan defaults. Thousands of homeowners are facing possible foreclosure when they can't make their newly adjusted mortgage payments that are scheduled to balloon. One investment attorney, Jeff Lerman, believing this fix will just lengthen the real estate slump.
There's a lot of concern that when you take these people who have the rates that are about to tick up and are going to fall by the wayside, by pushing it out 5 years, it could actually backfire and prolong the downturn.
In order to qualify for the new interest rate freeze, homeowners must be current on all mortgage payments, must live in the home, and the loan has to have been issued between January of 2005 through July of this past year. While continuing his teachings on the fathers of the early church, our Holy Father, Pope Benedict, speaking about St. Chromatius. The Holy Father explained St. Chromatius should serve as an example to all Christians of how to remain rooted in the Word of God and heroic in love for one another. St. Chromatius, the Holy Father said, knew how to address his people using a fresh, vivacious, and incisive language. As a good pastor in troubled times, such as his own, marked by the barbarian incursions, he stood alongside the faithful to comfort them and open their souls to faith in God, who never abandons his children. Well, the Bishop of the Diocese of La Crosse, Wisconsin, is speaking out about the Golden Compass. He sent a letter to priests cautioning them about the controversial new film. In the letter, Bishop Jerome Listecki explaining his duty as bishop was to inform priests and laity about entertainment that's harmful to Christian beliefs. According to the Catholic News Agency, he noted that the self-proclaimed atheist and anti-Christian's aims of Philip Pullman, the author of the trilogy on which the movie is based, and he described how the books were very problematic, saying instead of using fantasy to lead people to truth and to God, the trilogy tries to lead them away from God. And the bishop urging his priests to warn the faithful, especially parents, about the series of attacks on the Christian faith and the innocence of children in those books and as well as the film. Well, good for this bishop from La Crosse, and I hope other bishops follow suit and do the same thing. Well, here's one of those Grinch stories again that just drive you nuts when you hear about it. A public policy law organization claiming Kmart and Sears have offended Christians in their attempt to avoid offending other religions by their intentional renaming of Christmas trees, here we go again, to holiday trees. Well, isn't that charming? A statement from Liberty Counsel says Kmart, owned by Sears Holding Corporation, and that Kmart, when they asked them for an explanation of the company's disregard for Christmas, they received a response, the Liberty Counsel received a response, saying, "We decided to call them holiday trees because even if Christians are the only religion that uses a Christmas tree, we still do not want complaints from other customers of different religions complaining about our use of Christmas." How's that again? The Liberty Counsel commented on the issue saying, quote, "It borders on the absurd to remove the word Christmas from a Christmas tree." Sears and Kmart have offended their customer base by thinking they can profit from Christmas while pretending it does not exist. It's Christmas. It's a national holiday. Get over it. Call it Christmas. Okay? And finally this morning, this is a warning, especially at this time of year. Heavier and sicker than their parents. That's what one medical researcher predicts for kids in the coming years if steps are not taken to reverse childhood obesity trends. Two new studies published in the New England Journal of Medicine point to a steep increase in rates of child obesity for future generations. The findings also indicating death rates from heart disease could rise very sharply. A Danish study which tracked about 250,000 children in Copenhagen for more than four decades showed overweight kids had more heart problems as adults. In the U.S., there are currently more than 9 million overweight children. The U.S. study indicates 25% of the boys in that group are considered obese, but that number could rise to about 37% by the year 2020. 32% of overweight U.S. girls are obese, and that rate could go up as high as 44%, according to those researchers. They warn of the serious public health implications that such changes could bring, including medical costs that would be catastrophic. Right now, it is just about 8:15. It's a Thursday morning, a cold one, very cold one. My name is Teresa Tomeo. I am out at the lovely offices of the Michigan Catholic Credit Union. We're in Troy, 15 Mile. That's East Maple, 255 East Maple. And we are just west of Rochester Road, very easy to get to, not too far from I-75. So come on by. We are marking 5 years of Catholic Connection on the air. Yay for us! Woo! And the crowd goes wild. We have all kinds of wonderful refreshments for you this morning. Some nice hot coffee, some juice, some healthy things too. Some nice fresh fruit and cheese and crackers, and also some goodies, some cookies, and some Danish. So come on by. Say hello. We also have some fun little giveaways, some movies, and some Ave Maria bears, little bears dressed in blue and yellow. We give them away during the membership drive. We have a few here for you this morning. So come on by. Say hello. And when we come back, we'll be talking with Dr. Robert Fastigi from Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit, who's giving a talk next week at St. Sebastian's on the domestic church, the family. We'll be right back.
The Christmas season is a busy season for credit cards, so Michigan Catholic Credit Union is making it well worth your while to use your MCCU Visa card with their holiday Visa balance transfer. Here's the deal. Members who transfer a minimum of $500 to their current or new MCCU Visa between now and February 29th will get a companion airline ticket voucher and 1% cash back on the transfer amount. Talk about getting credit for using your credit. Plus, there are no transfer fees and you can keep the airline ticket for yourself or give it as a gift. Members must qualify for the transfer and increase credit line if applicable, with a $500 minimum and $10,000 maximum. No scorecard points will be awarded on the transferred amount, and there's one airline ticket per Visa account. If you're Catholic, Michigan Catholic Credit Union is where you belong. For complete details on getting credit for your credit with the holiday Visa balance transfer offer, stop by the MCCU office nearest you or visit mishcathcu.org. Federally insured by the NCUA.
On the phone with us is Linda Bird Berman with the R.J. Nixon Funeral Home, and we thank her so much for partnering with us here at Ave Maria Radio. And how do you make sure that you're doing the right thing? You can imagine that it's got to be very confusing and overwhelming for people, and you've been through the experience yourself.
Within 21 months, I lost my husband, my father then, and we just lost my mother at Easter. I finally was in the shoes of the people that I serve, because I was thinking as I'm driving in, I don't want to do this. I don't think I can do this. And maybe the funeral director may click in, but Linda, you need to do this. So my own experience validates the whole grief and what you need to do to begin to get on your way.
R.J. Nixon Funeral Home, with two locations in Wyandotte, can help you through your time of tragedy. Remember, R.J. Nixon Funeral Home, 734-284-1600. That's 734-284-1600.
Ooh, it's a cold Thursday morning, but we're warming up inside the Michigan Catholic Credit Union, 255 East Maple. It's our fifth anniversary of Catholic Connection, taking the anniversary show on the road this year, so we can come out to you in the community and say a big thank you in person to our wonderful supporters over the years, including Michigan Catholic Credit Union, of course, and you, our listeners. So come on by. We have all kinds of goodies for you this morning, and also we'll continue to provide you great radio, especially with our next guest, my dear, dear friend and fellow Italian-American. I have to throw that in there. Dr. Robert Fastigi from Sacred Heart Major Seminary. Hey, buongiorno.
Buongiorno. Come stai?
I'd say molto bene. I would say mezzo half and half, because I'm so cold. I'm still trying to warm up. But overall, God is good all the time, and I'm having a great
wonderful
day so far.
Wonderful. Good to be with you.
Yes, good to be with you again. Now, you're giving a wonderful presentation. It's part of a series of talks that have been going on. Some real dynamic people have been speaking over at St. Sebastian's, I understand you were telling me during the break.
Yes, yes. It's called the Culture of Life series. So second Tuesday of every month, a speaker comes and speaks after the 6:30 p.m. Mass and shares some thoughts about the culture of life. And my task is to talk about the Catholic teaching on the family and how this relates to the culture of life. And what I'm going to try to do is to talk about the wonderful sacrament of marriage and how a proper understanding of marriage is essential for maintaining the culture of life.
There's so much on that, Dr. Fasigi. How do you sum that up in an hour or an hour and a half? There's so many beautiful teachings on, you know, the family as it relates to life, on the domestic church. I mean, there's so much out there.
I know. There really is. I think since the greatest plague now in our society challenging a culture of life is the plague of abortion, we have to think about how a failure to understand the great gift of human sexuality has led to an increase of abortion. Because if we would understand that the conjugal act is an act of love between a man and a woman who are committed to each other for life, and this is the Catholic teaching, and it's also been the insight or the wisdom of many cultures, even non-Christian cultures throughout the world. And this is obviously under attack in our culture. We have the plagues of promiscuity, cohabitation, adultery, divorce, and all of these in their own way contribute to a culture which is amenable to unwanted pregnancies, which then lead, tragically, to abortions.
You know, every time we turn around, though, Professor Fasigi, we see affirmation of church teaching. I was talking yesterday with Father Frank Pavone. Two new studies have come out showing the devastating impact of abortion. Of course, you know, first and foremost, the life of the child. But there is so much out there showing this impact that it has on women. We now have a new study from a very prominent American medical organization showing that abortion is causing an epidemic in breast cancer. That's number one. Another study coming out, another major study showing, again, the strong connection between abortion and increased drug abuse, alcohol addiction. Over and over again, the church teachings are affirmed, and you just kind of wonder, and you sit there and say, okay, when are we going to wake up and get it, you know?
Yes, I know. It's because of our fallen human nature and a tendency towards selfishness and so on. And when we violate the moral law, there are going to be consequences, not only spiritual consequences, but societal, and in some cases, effects on our bodies. So I think more and more people are starting to wake up to the culture of life, and some of the greatest spokespersons for the culture of life are those who were involved in lifestyles which were inimical to the culture of life, but now they realize that they were injured or injured others, such as women who have had abortions. As John Paul II said in the Gospel of Life, some of them are the greatest defenders now of life. So sometimes good can come out of evil, and we
will
hope
you
for
be
that.
Looking at Humana Vitae, Evangelium Vitae, Mulieris Dignitatum. I mean, what documents are going to be drawing from?
Well, you know, it's the 25th anniversary of that wonderful apostolic exhortation of John Paul II, Familiaris Consortio, where he talks about how the future of the world passes by way of the family, and how not only is the family the domestic church, but that we recognize this is all part of God's plan for serving life, for forming the communion of persons, for participating in the development of society. So in other words, a proper understanding of the family is for the common good of the human race. And to try to relate that, and then to talk about some of the tragic effects of violating a proper understanding of the family. And when we think about this, the family, as Pope Leo XIII pointed out, is before any particular state or government. The family is part of natural law, but also has been elevated by Jesus Christ to the level of a sacrament, where the husband and wife participate in divine grace. And then also the family, the marriage unit, is the God-designed unit for procreation and education of children. And we see what happens when children are not properly raised, when they're victims of marital breakup and so on. It creates terrible trauma, which sometimes lasts a lifetime, leads sometimes to alcohol abuse, violence, suicide, all of these societal ills, many of them can be traced back to breakdowns in families.
You know, it's interesting because I remember, was it last year or 2 years ago when I attended the ordination of a priest friend of ours, and they had the usual very small group of protesters outside, and there was one side that said, the priesthood is not about gender. And I looked at my husband and I said, they don't get it. It's all about gender. We were created in the image and likeness of God, but we were created equal but different for different roles. And if, as you said, as you started out this interview, if people could just understand those roles,
yes,
and how, for example, the gender is so important, you know, Jesus being the bridegroom, the church being the bride, if they could understand, go back to the basics, Dr. Fastigi, I think that would just make
yes,
a lot of
I
sense
know.
To people.
It is an enormous topic, but when we go back to someone like St. Augustine, the three goods of marriage, you know, offspring, fidelity, sacrament, you know, he had it down right. And the Catholic Church, by the grace of God, has always upheld the proper understanding of the indissolubility of marriage. And the sad thing is, though, from what I understand, Catholics divorce and remarry at the same rate as others
right.
in our mm-hmm. culture. But at least we have the teaching down, and we're faithful to what Jesus taught. Jesus says, what God has joined together, let no human being put asunder. You know, the church really cannot annul a true sacramental marriage. The most the church can do is to investigate what seemed to be a true sacramental marriage and then recognize or declare that it really was not. So I'm going to try to touch upon some of these. It's an enormous topic,
right.
but we'll try to do our best and then have some good discussion afterwards. But all of this is so essential, I think, of that young man who shot all those people tragically
yeah.
in Omaha. I don't know all the details of his background, but it seems like there was some type of failure in his family.
Yeah, well, his family, I heard last night before I went to bed that his family had kicked him out of the house and he was living with someone else. There was a lot of trouble at home. So God only knows, but obviously there was a breakdown somewhere. He was only 20 years old, 19,
yeah,
20 years old.
I know, and these failures in family life have a terrible societal effect. And it's just the insight of Scripture and the Catholic Church that really God designed children to be raised, to be brought into the world, where there ideally is a father and a mother who are committed to each other for life. So there's that stable unit where the children have security, emotional security, and they know that they have that love which is always there, even if they make mistakes. That kind of unconditional love which reflects God's own love for us, as Pope Benedict put so beautifully in his recent encyclical, Spes Salvi.
Isn't that great?
Isn't
that wonderful?
It is really wonderful. He's such a gift to us. It's a very profound and not an easy read. Let's put it that way. But it's,
really, I didn't think it was that difficult. I mean, you know, some of it I didn't understand. I underlined and highlighted. But I have people like you on speed dial, so that's the advantage of hosting a show like that. But overall, I thought I said this to Father Ricardo yesterday. I think he still is a little bit easier to read than John Paul II, at least for me.
Oh yeah. Well, he is clear, and I think he is speaking as a pastor, and it's a very deep meditation, and especially like where he relates suffering and hope and also prayer and towards the end judgment. I think that's very profound, and where he defends purgatory and shows that this is really the common teaching of all Christians going back to early times. There's different ways of understanding it, East and West, but really that there's post-mortem purification for those who need it. This is deeply rooted in Scripture and in Christian tradition.
All right, Doctor, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll chat more on the other side of 8:30. If you have a question for Dr. Fastigi, maybe about one of the teachings on the domestic church and family, especially how it relates to life, you can give us a call, 877-573-7825, 877-573-7825. 573-7825. My name is Teresa Tamia. We are live. Michigan Catholic Credit Union, the 5th anniversary of Catholic Connection. Come on by. We're in the lobby area. We have some wonderful refreshments for you, some giveaways, and we are celebrating, again, 5 years on the air with this fine program. A big thanks to Michigan Catholic Credit Union for being one of our longest sponsors here at Ave Maria Radio, and a big thank you to you, which is why we are out in the community this morning. We try to do this as often as we can and take the show on the road. So come on by, warm up, grab that cup of coffee, maybe a donut, sit down, relax, and find out some information about Michigan Catholic Credit Union. We'll be right back on a Thursday morning edition of Catholic Connection. It's 8:30.
Live from Detroit, it's your DSO. It's a tradition unlike any other. A tradition of beauty, majesty, and spirit. Experience the power of the season as the Detroit Symphony Orchestra presents the full splendor of Handel's Messiah. It's the most inspirational Christmas concert of the year, as only the DSO can do it in Orchestra Hall. Unwrap the symphony this season with tickets starting as low as $19. Don't miss Handel's Magnificent Messiah, Saturday, December 8th and Sunday, December 9th. For tickets, call 313-576-5111 or visit DetroitSymphony.com.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
For our Advent reflection topic this year, we've chosen our late Holy Father's Theology of the Body. Father Ricardo studied it extensively while earning his licentiate in sacred theology. On our second program this week, Father John's title is, Have You Read That in the Beginning? It Was Not So. Listen to Christ is the Answer Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEO, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet. Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
This AAA Traffic Report is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild. Join the Guild by calling 877-288-1077. That's 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio, it's yours to keep and to grow.
Here is your up-to-the-minute 990 WDEO AAA Metro Detroit Traffic Report. This is Scott Matthews reporting. Watching 96 eastbound at I-94, going to find an accident there. Watch for those delays. Going to find 75 northbound at Rosa Parks, a pothole causing several flat tires, several cars on the shoulder. Trying to fix those, it means a delay in the area. Use caution as you head through that stretch as well. 696 westbound, heavy and slow from Van Dyke to Coolidge. 96 eastbound, heavy and slow from Kent Lake to Novi Road. And the Southfield Freeway this morning, heavy and slow from 8 Mile to Joy, each direction in pockets. This is Scott Matthews. This has been your 990 WDEO AAA up-to-the-minute Metro Detroit Traffic Report.
The Ave Maria Communications Guild calendar invites you to activate your faith. Don't miss WDEO favorite Steve Ray sharing his conversion story at St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Dearborn Heights, Thursday, December 6th. Steve is an author, filmmaker, and has a very exciting story to share. For more information, call 734-522-4788. That's 734-522-4788. Rosaries are urgently needed for our troops. You can help by making camouflage rope rosaries Friday, December 7th at the EVA Club in Domino's Farms. No experience necessary. Email Sandra at AveMariaRadio.net for further details. You can find many more events at our website, AveMariaRadio.net. To become a member of the Guild, call 877-288-1077. Catholic Radio is yours to keep and to grow.
And now back to Teresa Tamio and Catholic Connection.
Called the beautiful morning so far. Sun's peeking out. It's about 8:34. Teresa Tomeo with you, Catholic Connection. We are celebrating 5 years on the air. Come on by and visit us. We have some wonderful treats for you this morning. We're live from Michigan Catholic Credit Union, our good friends and one of our longtime sponsors. We are taking this show on the road today. And we're going to be talking with Dan from the Michigan Catholic Credit Union at 8:45. He's going to tell us about the services and talk a little bit about being one of our longtime sponsors. We have plenty of things for you to eat and enjoy this morning. Also, some information for you to pick up, some prizes to win. Stop in, grab a cup of coffee, warm up a little bit, and then head out on your day. And you can even get some Christmas shopping done. You can go to Fuchs A&M Church Supply, which is not too far from here, over at Stevenson and 75, Stevenson and 14 Mile Road, just south of 14 Mile Road. So come on by. We'd love to see you. I know that we normally do this at the studio, but we thought it would be kind of neat to take it out, taking it to the streets, as the Doobie Brothers used to sing about so long ago. Once again, on the phone with me is my dear friend, Professor and Dr. Robert Fastigi from Sacred Heart Major Seminary, who will be part of this wonderful series at St. Sebastian's that they've been having. And I believe on, it is Wednesday evening, correct? Or is it Tuesday?
No, Tuesday evening.
Tuesday night, so that's the 11th.
The 11th.
Okay,
so
okay, the 11th.
Yes, very, very good. And it's,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's this. It's Saint Sebastian is located in Dearborn Heights, but just south of the Dearborn line. So it would be off of Pelham Road, about half a mile in on Dartmouth. So you could do a search probably on the internet and find out where it is.
Yeah, you can actually, probably the best thing to do if people are not from that area, if you go to aodonline.org and you just click on the parishes, they have a map and it gives you pretty, you know, good directions. It's a very easy way to get there, you know, right there on the Archdiocesan website, aodonline.org, and just go to St. Sebastian's Parish in Dearborn Heights. So this is Tuesday evening, December 11th, gets underway about 7 p.m. Dr. Fastigi will be talking about the family and drawing from many, of course, of the church documents, especially those written by John Paul II. You know, you brought up something interesting about the crisis that's going on in our world and family life and the impact. And I was thinking about two things. What John Paul II, one of his famous lines was, sin is never singular. And then also Pope Benedict talked in his latest encyclical about the fact that when we have a relationship with Christ, it's never individualistic. I mean, we have that personal relationship, but it has to be taken out. And he talked about, I forget what paragraph it was, because I don't have it in front of me, but he talked about how when you do a good deed, the positive impact it has on the world, and then, of course, the counter to that would be sin and the negative impact that has on the world. And if you think about what you mentioned earlier about the family and the fallout there, we can look around and see so many problems based just on the breakdown of the family.
Yes, it's very sad, and really the breakdown of relationships is revealed to us in sacred scripture in the book of Genesis, that once there's the first sin, then there's the further alienation that we see in the struggle between Cain and Abel, and the shame that's there in Adam and Eve about their own bodies. So sin clearly has a poisonous, infectious effect upon human relations, and the elevation of marriage to a sacrament, an outward sign of invisible grace, is really trying to get back, as our Lord said, to the beginning, that God willed man and woman to unite in an indissoluble bond. And Moses allowed divorce because the people were so hard to teach. It's almost like Moses didn't want to allow it. This was a concession to human weakness. But now, with the coming of Christ and the new and everlasting covenant, marriage is restored and the family unit restored to what God wishes for it. And it's also the relationship of a husband and wife, as we know from St. Paul, has as its model the relationship of Christ, the bridegroom, to his bride, the church. So you mentioned before about male and female. Well, clearly one of the iconic reasons why we have an all-male priesthood is that the priest in persona Christi, in the person of Christ, represents Christ, the bridegroom. And really, we can't have a female bridegroom, could we?
Well, it depends on, I guess, who you talk to in this day and age, right?
Well, I know.
Yeah, you know, I know. It drives me nuts. But that's true. We say, you know, the bride can't marry the bride. That's why it's set up that way. As I said earlier, you know, that sign I saw, the protesters were, you know, there were maybe five or six of them a few years ago at one of the ordinations I attended, and they said it's not about gender. Yes, it is. This gender role is very important. You know, Dr. Pia DeSlenny and I talk about this all the time, that everywhere in Scripture you see how Christ elevated woman. He was the one who talked to the woman at the well and even in the Scripture it says the apostles are amazed that he was talking to a woman, let alone a Samaritan woman. His treatment of the adulterous woman, his treatment of the widow at Nain, just the fact that he had so many women who were involved in his ministry. But the one place that the women were not was at the Last Supper in the institution of the Eucharist. They were, of course, we know the Blessed Mother was at Pentecost in the upper room. We see that in the Acts of the Apostles. And so I just don't, and even in my you know, feminazi days, Doctor, when I was far away from the church, I just had I guess it was just instinctive in me, or maybe it was the Holy Spirit working, I didn't even realize it, but I never had a problem with that. I just understood it.
Yeah, yes. Well, I think also where there's a poor family background, people get confused and they see human relationships in the family as those of power, competing power. And this is most unfortunate. But you know, when we get back to the integrity of the family, we know that in some places, for example, I've heard about in Canada, lawyers are pushing to have marriage done away with in the civil realm, that you just have civil unions of close personal relationships, and marriage then will just become a privatized religious belief. And this is what it's coming to, that we're moving away from really what is so primordial, what is so basic to our nature as male and female, where our bodies, as John Paul II said, have a nuptial or a spousal dimension. And so the other thing I would mention, you were talking about the dignity of women, is mm-hmm. to realize that the indissolubility of marriage was a great step for the dignity of women.
Right.
Because when
right.
you have, in ancient Jewish culture, the man could divorce his wife with just a written notice. And the wife really didn't have that equal right. So the indissolubility of marriage is there for the protection of the children and the wife, that the man who commits to her is committed for life to an indissoluble bond, and this protects the stability of the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we think of abandoned women and so forth, or her husband gets tired of her, he just takes on another woman. And so polygamy also, though it was tolerated in the Old Testament, is also an assault against the dignity of women.
The culture in the world has really taken everything good and everything that is so true in terms of the way Christ and the church treats women and just turned it up on its head and just put the opposite out there. And it just frustrates me so much when I read these documents. And when I came back to the church, I was so desensitized. I knew some of it. But when I started reading these writings of the Holy Fathers, you know, Pope Paul VI and, of course, John Paul II and now Benedict, it's just to me, it's like, if people would just sit down and open their hearts and read this information, they would realize what the Church does, not only for the family, but especially for women.
Well, yeah, you know, Pope Paul VI issued Humanae Vitae. It's now the 40th anniversary coming up
right.
in 2008. And he predicted that a widespread availability of contraception would lead to the exploitation of women. And that's what's happened. Women are looked upon as sex objects, and it also affects men. When men get addicted to pornography, they begin looking at women not as a person to know and love, but as someone just to satisfy lust. And some women have also become hedonistic and involved in this, and this is very destructive of human dignity and human relations. And then it's connected with abortion and the culture of death as well.
How do we are changing, I think, bit by bit, person by person, Catholic Radio, the work that you're doing. What else can we do to really break through this darkness in the culture?
Yes, well, none of us can do everything, but we can all do something. and we look at where God has placed us, what is our realm of influence, how much time we have, and what more can we do. And if we're married with children, we try to be the best parents we can be and realize children make mistakes and so on, but always be there and to pray with the children, to try to give a good example. So that's one way of building up the culture of life, is to build up the domestic church. But whatever God has called us to do so faithfully and prayerfully, and I think also to be alert to the civil law and attempts to change the meaning of marriage and so on. I know many people were not aware that in 2003, the Holy See, the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, gave a very strong statement about the responsibility of legislators to uphold the integrity of marriage, and that really they cannot ever support laws which would make, let's say, homosexual unions the equivalent of true marriage. But there's a great push for this, tragically, and you know, it ultimately hurts, I think, people who have homosexual tendencies, because they're just told to indulge in these rather than to seek support for chastity, like Father Harvey is doing with Courage and other
Courage
groups.
Right.
And I've known some homosexual Catholics who say that they were looking for the church to challenge them to live chastely. And unfortunately, some people, even some priests, I understand, tell homosexual people, this is the way God made you. Go find a lover. And this is really not only offensive against the moral law, no priest has the right to change the moral law, but ultimately, since we're dealing with a wounded individual with a disorder, it's ultimately going to hurt that person. Sin never helps. Sin hurts. Even sometimes the person can't see it, but it does injure the person ultimately. As does...
Let me ask you one more...
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me ask you one more question. I'm sorry we have a little bit of delay here because we're out in the field. But just let me ask you one question, Doctor, before I let you go. And I asked this to Father Ricardo yesterday. It's not too much, I don't think, is it, to ask people to take these documents seriously and start reading them?
You know,
I mean, these documents are written for all, not just for brilliant men and women like you and Dr. Janet Smith and, you know, whomever. I mean, they're written for everybody.
You know, that's an excellent... I'm glad you brought that up. That's something that really needs to be stressed, is that we have to take the initiative to learn our faith, and the church now is providing so much guidance, and we have so much access to this now with the internet, where we could download these documents or read them so quickly. So many good Catholic journals out there, even to get a subscription to the Michigan Catholic and find out what's going on in the local church, but also the universal church. And to you know, we have this brilliant holy man as our chief shepherd. And to get a hold of Spesalvi and read it and meditate on it, get a hold of the catechism and see what it says about the church's teaching on marriage. All of these great resources are out there, and I think that... You're absolutely right. That's one thing we can do, is to know the faith and then to live it, and then we to see what there is we could do in terms of our state of life and the time we have to uphold the culture of life and the dignity of women and the dignity of marriage.
Well, thank you for doing this talk, and thank you for all the work that you do at Sacred Heart Major Seminary. Dr. Robert Vesigi will be speaking again next Tuesday, December 11th, at St. Sebastian's Parish in Dearborn Heights. And again, if you're not familiar with St. Sebastian's, probably the easiest thing for you to do would be to go on to aodonline.org, click on parishes, and they give you the address and phone number and information. But it's St. Sebastian's in Dearborn Heights. That's Tuesday, December 11th, where Dr. Robert Vesigi from Sacred Heart Major Seminary will be speaking on the family. Doctor, God bless you. Good to talk to you.
God bless you. A piacere. It was a pleasure. Thank you so much, Teresa.
Ciao.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
Dr. Robert Vesigi. When we come back, we check in with our good friends at the Michigan Catholic Credit Union, and come on by. We have a beautiful office here, and we have all kinds of great information, all kinds of great munchies for you, and some nice warm coffee to warm you up on this very, very cold morning. The sun's out, so that's good news, and we have been given another day. Praise be Jesus Christ. So come on by, say hello, and help us celebrate 5 years of Catholic Connection. Again, we are in Troy on Maple Road, 255 East Maple. The doors are open. We are waiting for you. We have some giveaways, and just come on by and say hello. When we come back, we check in with the Credit Union, Michigan Catholic Credit Union. Then the 9 o'clock hour, when we go national, we talk with Dr. Pia DeSalini. We'll get her insight on the new encyclical from the Holy Father. And then at the bottom of the national hour, we talk with our good friend Leonardo DeFilippis, who has a brand new production he's putting on all about Jesus and peace. And don't we need that in this day and age? We'll be right back.
The Ave Maria CD library continues to grow. To complement Father Ricardo's 17 CD set on the rite of Christian initiation for adults, we've repackaged his 8 CD series on the Ten Commandments. The 3-volume RCIA series is $125, and the Ten Commandments set is $68. The MP3 CDs are $70 and $30, respectively. All editions of Crest in the Afternoon, Catholic Connection, Putting on the Mind of Christ, The Doctor is In, and Heart, Mind, and Strength are also available. All single talks and programs are on high-quality CDs and are $8.50 each. To place your order for one of these talks or to inquire about a talk topic of interest to you, call 734-930-4506. 734-930-4506 or write orders at AveMariaRadio.net.
Everywhere you turn, you hear about the mortgage meltdown. The one question that everyone asks is, how did we get here? Does this sound familiar? Teaser rates, interest-only loans, adjustable rates, low minimum payments. Those are some of the hooks mortgage companies use to get you to call them. But during the same time, Ken Town from Fellowship Home Lending was saying,
slow down, review all of your options, and get your financial house back in order. Put a plan in place for you and for your family.
Now, who do you call to get a handle on your budget? The companies that were clamoring with wild offers before now and want to clean up the mess they got you into in the first place? Or Ken Town, who has had the same message today he's had for 6 years? Who knows what you're going to hear next from those mortgage companies, but as far as Fellowship Home Lending, you know what you're going to hear.
Whether your goal is to consolidate debt or get out of that adjustable rate mortgage, our goal here at Fellowship has always been to put a plan in place so that 2 years from now, you're in a better place than you are today.
Call 800-660-6433 and talk to Ken at Fellowship Home Lending. That's 800-660-6433 or fellowshiploans.com.
It's Catholic Connection. It's 8:51, almost 8:52 now. It's sunny, but boy, is it cold outside. I don't even want to know what the temperature is right now. I do know that when I came in this morning, it was 2 degrees in Ann Arbor. It was 10 degrees in my hometown on the east side of St. Clair Shores. So, you know, as I said earlier, pick your poison, somewhere between 2 and 10 degrees. It's only going to be a high of 31 degrees today, but the wind chill is going to keep it very, very cold. So dress warmly, but come on by Michigan Catholic Credit Union. Their Troy offices, 255 East Maple. Just west of Rochester Road, that's 15 Mile. And we'd love to see you. Very easy to get to off of 75. And just come on by, say hi, grab some coffee, some Danish, and just say hello. We'd love to meet you in person. Sitting next to me is someone that we certainly are grateful to have on board, Dan Moss, who is the president and CEO of Michigan Catholic Credit Union. Good morning.
Good morning.
And a blessed Advent to you.
Same to you.
Thank you for allowing us to come into your offices here and kind of hang out for a couple hours.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We're always glad to have you.
Now, tell us a little bit about, first of all, about Michigan Catholic Credit Union, what you do if people are not familiar with your services.
Well, we provide financial services to members of Catholic parishes within 25 miles of any of our locations. And we're now between Troy, Ann Arbor, Lansing, and points in between. So we have seven locations now.
Wow. And in terms of the benefits in joining Michigan Catholic Credit Union, give us some idea.
Well, primarily, the biggest difference we would be between a bank and a credit union, or specifically with Michigan Catholic, is that we provide lower-cost loans for members and try and provide them a higher yield on their savings products as well.
But you also have some other very interesting things that people can get involved in and get actually, you know, help with. And you have some things right in front of you there that you want to share with us.
Well, we do. One of the big things that we're doing, and we're doing it in a number of different programs, is people can get a companion airline ticket. So if they take advantage of one of these programs, they buy a ticket to fly someplace and they can get another one free.
Ooh,
So it works out. So if they refer a person for membership in the credit union, if they bring a car loan in, or if they have an existing car loan and we can get them a better rate, they bring it over here, they can qualify for a companion ticket as well.
Now, how did you get involved? How long have you been with Michigan Catholic Credit Union?
I've been involved with them for 12 years right now, but I've been in credit unions for 33 years.
Now, why did you want to do something like this in Michigan Catholic Credit Union as opposed to what you used to be doing?
Well, I got my very first start here at Michigan Catholic Credit Union way back in the 70s when it was Tri-Parish Credit Union. Mm. So it was just three Catholic parishes that we serviced at the time. And it's just something I really enjoyed. It's people I enjoyed working with. And I went on through my credit union career kind of working my way up the ladder. And when this CEO position opened up here, I was actually called by a couple of members of the board of directors to see if I'd be interested in taking over as CEO. And, of course, I was. I stayed a member all those years, stayed in touch, came back to their annual meetings and things of that nature. So it was just a really good fit, and it was just like coming home again.
And what's it like to be able to serve right in your own Catholic community, like in such a unique way?
It means the world to me. I'm a member of St. Andrew's Parish in Rochester.
Oh, okay,
we've also
great.
Opened
yeah.
up a branch out in Rochester. And it just means the world when you can go and talk to people. You can get involved in the parish functions and help support those issues. And they, in turn, help support the credit union. So it's just a win-win situation for all of us.
I have a lot of friends who attend St. Andrew's. It's a big parish.
Very big
parish, yeah.
I believe it's the largest in Oakland County.
Yeah, it's funny because I know St. Joan of Arc is, we always tease each other, it's between St. Joan of Arc Shrine and St. Andrew's in Rochester, who may be the largest in the area. But thank you so much. Now, in terms of your relationship with Ave Maria Radio, what has that meant to you in terms of getting the word out?
Well, it's enabled us to open up another location out there at Domino's Farms, and working with Gene Leger out there, one of the reasons is he... when we started advertising on WDEO radio, and he wanted to know how he could become a member. And at the time, he was just outside the 25-mile radius. And I said, let us put a branch in out here.
There you go.
You'll be eligible. So we've done that, and it's been going well ever since.
It's great. We appreciate your support. You've been a big supporter of ours, so thank you so much.
It's our pleasure.
Yeah, you help us to stay on the air. How can people find out information? What's the best thing to do, website or phone number?
Either or. Website at www.michcathcu.org. Or our phone number, toll-free, 866-669-6228.
All right. Well, thanks so much. God bless
you. My pleasure.
Happy Advent and an early Merry Christmas to you.
Likewise to you.
And to all the folks here at Catholic Credit Union, let's give them a round of applause. It's 8:56, almost time to wrap up the local hour. We've got an hour left. I do hope you come on by. We had a few people coming in this morning early on, then they went to Mass. So we're hoping that you can come by and maybe after Mass and grab a cup of coffee, hang out with us for a little while. We're going national right now, going to the national hour. Teresa Tomeo with you. Michigan Catholic Credit Union, 255 East Maple. We are celebrating 5 years of CC with TT on the air. Ave Maria Radio, AM 990, and of course, AM 1440 up in Maxland, WMAX. We'll be right back. Dr. Pia DeSaleni and Leonardo DeFilippis. Stay tuned.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
The car business is a numbers business, and here are some pretty impressive numbers for Gene Buttman Ford, starting with 50. That's 50 years they've been serving the Ypsilanti community, which translates into 2,600 weeks or 18,250 days. You can only imagine the number of vehicles that includes and the number of satisfied customers. Just think about it. No one stays in business that long without doing things right. And isn't that the kind of company you trust to sell you a car? Here's another impressive number. 6 years winning the President's Award for Customer Sales and Service. That puts Gene Buttman Ford in the top 5% of dealers nationally. Now is a great time to find out why so many people have spent so many years buying from Gene Buttman Ford. Because they'll beat your best competitive deal and donate $100 to the Catholic organization or church of your choice. Visit Gene Buttman Ford at 2105 Washtenaw Avenue in Ypsilanti or online at buttmanford.com.
Eric Tarahowski is a college seminarian at Sacred Heart Major Seminary in Detroit. Without the help of the Fisherman's Fund, Eric might not reach his goal of ordination to the priesthood.
Absolutely, the Fisherman's Fund has been significant. My education wouldn't be possible without it. The fund covers most of my seminary tuition. It really helps my parents, too, since they're absorbing much of the financial burden.
You must be grateful for the Fisherman's Fund, then.
Very grateful. Now I can focus on my studies.